Do you have a passion for quirky facts and mind-boggling randomness? We want you to be a part of Purposeless Assessments exclusive. Got expertise or a unique perspective? Want to hear more about your favorite quirky facts? Have a random question or fact you want explored? Submit your ideas and we'll tackle them on future episodes. Help us keep the randomness alive. Submit your topics or requests to join as a guest today by emailing umvato@deonnamarie.com. That's umvato@deonnamarie.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode one of Purposeless Assessments, the podcast where we dive deep into the delightfully mundane and marvelously obscure. I'm your host, and today, we're taking on a topic that's been a head-scratcher for humans since the dawn of time, why the sky is blue. So, buckle up as we embark on a journey through light, atmosphere, and a dash of scientific whimsy. Let's get enlightened. At its core, the blue sky is a masterpiece of light scattering. When sunlight enters Earth's atmosphere, it collides with molecules and small particles, sending light waves scattering in all directions. Blue light, due to its shorter, smaller waves, scatters more than other colors, painting the canvas of our sky with various shades of blue. This phenomenon puzzled philosophers for centuries. The ancient Greeks speculated about the nature of light and color perception, but it wasn't until the 19th century that British scientist John Tyndall experimentally demonstrated why the sky is blue, laying the groundwork for what we now call the Tyndall effect, closely related to Rayleigh scattering, named after Lord Rayleigh, who further clarified the scientific explanation. Sunlight is a mixture of all colors. When it hits the Earth's atmosphere, it doesn't just come straight through, it interacts. The gases and tiny particles in the atmosphere scatter the sunlight in every direction. Blue light, being shorter in wavelength, is scattered more than other colors, which is why we see the sky as blue most of the time. At sunrise and sunset, the sky can turn beautiful shades of red and orange because the light path is longer and the blue and violet light has been scattered out, leaving the longer wavelengths for our eyes to admire. Here are some fun and fascinating facts. 1. The sky on other planets, Mars, for example, has a sunset that appears blue to human observers. This reverse scenario happens because the Martian atmosphere scatters red light due to its dust, leaving the blues to dominate the sunset. 2. Cyanometer. In the 18th century, Swiss physicist Horace Benedict de Saussure invented the cyanometer, a tool designed to measure the blueness of the sky, containing 53 shades of blue. It was a crucial instrument for early atmospheric studies. 3. Blue moons aren't really blue. The term blue moon refers to the second full moon in a calendar month, not its color. However, volcanic eruptions can fill the atmosphere with particles that scatter red light, making the moon appear blue. 4. The sky is black in space. Without an atmosphere to scatter sunlight, the sky seen from space is pitch black, highlighting the vast emptiness of space against the brilliant points of stars. In the grand scheme, the color of the sky is a poetic reminder of our planet's unique atmosphere and the complex interplay of light and matter. It serves no purpose other than to fill poets' hearts with verses and give scientists something to ponder. But isn't that in itself a wonderful thing? Our blue sky is a canvas for our dreams, a backdrop for our days, and a scientific puzzle that connects us across cultures and generations. And there we have it, a whirlwind tour of why our skies are painted in shades of blue. It's a story of light, molecules, and the beauty of scattering, illustrating how even the most ordinary aspects of our world are steeped in intricate science and rich history. Now, I'd love to hear from you. Have you ever experienced a sky so blue it stopped you in your tracks, or perhaps a sunset that painted the world in colors you thought only existed in dreams? Share your stories and thoughts with us, and let's keep the conversation going. As for what's next, I'll leave you with this tantalizing hint. We'll be exploring the concept of bridge gaps. What gaps are we talking about? You'll have to tune in to find out. It's bound to be a journey across the unexpected bridges of knowledge and maybe even the gaps in our own understanding. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Purposeless Assessments. Until next time, keep looking up and questioning everything.